On today's show, GM and Honda are joining forces to develop electric car batteries. Daimler unveils two new electric trucks, and BMW uses 3D printing to develop special headlamps for race cars. And all that is coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Hyundai is hinting at its future design direction with the HDC2 Grandmaster SUV concept that it unveiled at the Busan Auto Show in South Korea. As you can see, the wild front-end styling flaunts a massive grille with a pattern that reminds us of lizard scales. The massive grille is flanked by large air curtains that have a thick LED strip on the side, and it's a bit difficult to see the rest of the vehicle, but the side profile sure does look a bit Audi-like. Hyundai also says that its performance N brand will include high-performance N models, N-line vehicles with new design and performance elements, and N-option, which are customized parts by N that will be available for the entire Hyundai lineup. Cadillac is expanding Super Cruise to its entire lineup. Beginning in 2020, every Cadillac will be available with its hands-free highway driving experience. And by 2023, Cadillac will offer V2X communications in an unnamed but high-volume crossover. Eventually, V2X will be available on all of its vehicles. And of course, V2X allows cars to communicate electronically with other cars and with infrastructure. It could almost make it impossible for cars to crash into each other, and that could make this one of the most important safety developments of all time. And speaking of which, don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours later this afternoon. We'll have Jason Dittman, the chief engineer of Super Cruise, on the show. Stephanie Brindley from IHS will also be joining us. So join Gary Vasilash and me for a front row seat on how things actually get done in the automotive industry. Hey, could Cruise Automation already be worth $11 billion? That is coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
We sat up and paid attention when SoftBank, the giant Japanese conglomerate, invested $2.25 billion in Cruise Automation, which is owned by General Motors. SoftBank got 19.7% of Cruise. And all of you who watch Shark Tank on TV know that that gives Cruise a market cap of $11.4 billion. Keep in mind, General Motors has a market cap of $62 billion, but Cruise is a startup that has not even started providing services yet. Imagine being worth $11 billion before you even open your store. And that tells you why automakers, suppliers, tech companies, and investors are so keen to get into mobility services. It could turn out to be a goldmine of opportunity. Even though it has an extensive racing history, BMW has never developed a set of headlights specifically for a race car. Until now, that is. Together with Osram, it came up with a high-power LED unit that will be used on the M8 GTE race car at Le Mans. Not only do they feature the latest diode technology, but the internal cooling elements and the headlight housing were 3D printed. The lights are set to full brightness all the time to light up as much of the track as possible. There's even an auxiliary headlamp to help light up the corners. But when the car comes onto pit lane, the lights are linked to the speed limiter and they dim automatically so they don't blind the pit crew. If you're wondering about the rear lights, those are right off the production version of the 8 Series Coupe. Coming up next, GM and Honda are joining forces to develop EV batteries. FCA is demonstrating it will not be left behind when it comes to autonomous cars. FCA is going to use the supplier Aptiv for Level 1 and Level 2 autonomy, which includes adaptive cruise control and systems similar to Cadillac's Super Cruise. FCA is partnering with BMW for Level 3, where a car will automatically change lanes on the highway and the driver doesn't even have to watch the road. And FCA is partnering with Waymo for level 4 and level 5 autonomy. In fact, FCA is going to sell autonomous Chrysler Pacificas to retail customers sometime in the next decade. And wow, here's a very interesting development. General Motors and Honda are joining forces to develop the next generation of batteries for electric cars. Not many details were released. All we know is that they'll use advanced chemistry cells that will have higher energy density and faster charging. GM will make the battery modules and Honda will buy them, mainly for the North American market. And the move to electric trucks just took a major step forward. Daimler, which is the largest truck manufacturer in the world, just announced two new electric trucks for Freightliner, which is the brand that it uses in North America. The eCascadia is for heavy-duty and long-distance jobs with a range of up to 250 miles. The second, the EM2-106, is a medium-segment truck with a range up to 230 miles. The German truck maker will also consolidate its electric drivetrain know-how into a new unit called eMobility Group. Freightliner plans to hand over 30 electric trucks to customers later this year. And that wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.